Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Politics Done Right. I am your host, Egberto Willis. This is the progressive program that will take the mystery out of politics. This is the program that will encourage you to make sure government becomes we the people. Whether you are liberal, conservative, or otherwise, you get to air your point of view. Remember, you can also send me a tweet to EGBERTOWILLIES. That is, at Egberto Willis. Let us engage. It is politics done right.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Well, well, folks, welcome to one more edition of Politics Done Right. I'm Egberto Willis, your host. Thank you very much for spending this hour with me. We're going to be having some great discussion. I hope that I get you to participate as well. We want to talk about the media, the failures, and why it is a must that we become the media. This was a great week, actually. It was sort of an eventful week. I just got back from Washington, D.C. earlier in the week I discussed some of that last week when earlier on when we got back, talking about all the things that we did and all the things that goes unreported. It was a big event, went unreported. Then again, what happened? We know what happened this week. We had that drug, that snotty-nosed 32-year-old Martin, what was his name? Whatever his name was, who decided that he, Martin Shkreli or whatever that name is, who decided that he was going to hike the price of a drug from $13 a pill to $750 a pill. And, you know, it was a great excitement. We had a whole lot of people raising hell about it. Oh, my God. Can you believe this is happening? You know, it actually occurred on the, it's something that's been occurring for a while, but nobody talks about it. Anyhow, before I get into the subject at hand, I want to talk a little bit about some issues, some things that we did this week. First of all, it turns out that we actually had Colonel Lawrence Wilkerson over at the one of our colleges out here, the Lone Star College, which is actually they have a center known as a center of civic engagement. I think that's what it's called, or a center for civic engagement or something like that, where they try to bring in speakers to the community so that they can discuss a lot of stuff that's happening in the body politic. As you know, we have a failed media that doesn't do a good job in doing that by having a university, a college participate into enlightening the body politic. It's a very, very positive thing. Anyhow, I went over there to see him. I recorded the entire video. You can actually go see that video. It's on my page at EgbertoWillis.com. You can simply there are several blog posts that I wrote where I actually split the speeches in several bite-sized pieces for people who wanted to get some of the highlights that he spoke about. This morning I blogged on Coffee Party on the Coffee Party site, facebook.com/coffeeparty USA. If you go out there, you can actually see the blog that I wrote concerning one of the interesting issues he spoke about, which was the cessation of the potential breaking up of the United States of America. And this wasn't some sort of a treasonous piece or anything like that. It was just a little bit of fact-based information that this guy was trying to provide based on a lot of the realities that we're having today. So it's definitely worth a look at. He spent a whole lot of time discussing these issues. I guess he has a series called, and I don't recall the name of what he calls his series, but it has something to do with America being an empire and what that actually entails. But anyway, I think 5 minutes of banter is good enough, and I think I don't need to get into the Pope. MSNBC seems to be doing a very good job of simply talking Pope continuously 24/7 or just about 24/7. Love the guy. I think he's a progressive Pope, or rather a progressive Pope in white linen. I think this is a guy who, I think, given the opportunity, will probably bring the Catholic Church, for those who are religious, into the 21st century. But anyway, folks, you know, yet again, the media has failed us. How has it failed us? I'm tired of talking, or rather, am I tired of talking about this ad nauseum? Hell no, I'm not tired of talking about it, because you know what? It is the only way to make people aware. It is the only way to break people's trust in a corporate media that, while good at times, is designed to control and be the ward of the plutocracy for which it works. You know, I covered this topic on my KPFT show, 90.1 FM in Houston, Texas, a Pacifica radio station. I also covered it the week before on Coffee Party Radio, not in the context of this drug extortion, but in the context of it not having covered a march that has been going on for weeks between Selma, Alabama, and Washington, D.C. Very little coverage. Yes, it got coverage a little bit so that the corporate media can say, we did our journalistic duty, and yes, it was covered. However, it wasn't covered the way other marches, other gatherings, other rallies of this stature deserves to be covered. Anyway, going back, I'm not tired of covering it. It is only way to make people aware. It is the only way to break the people's full trust in corporate media that, while at times is designed to control and be the ward of the plutocracy for which it works. Again, I mean that. The media has become the wards, all of them, the wards of the plutocracy. No longer is the media performing its constitutional intent to be that third rail, if you will. The Daraprim extortion is an extortion that is widespread, yet not covered widely for people to see and react to. An alternative media? Yes, we must have one. Yes, everyday Americans must support it for their own sake, for their own economic well-being, for the preservation for a country run by and for we the people. What are your thoughts, folks? By the way, I'm now on Periscope. I have a few listeners listeners and watchers. You can actually see the program live and see my bald head on Periscope. The Periscope is the same as my Twitter handle, which is Egberto Willis, EGBERTOWILLIES. Look, folks, if you have Apple or Droid, download Periscope and join the conversation. If you have questions while I'm doing the show, I have the Twitter feed and the message feed wide open on it. You can ask me questions, or if you want to add to the discussion, I'll be more than happy to put this online. It will be online. It will be broadcast, and it will be in the podcast, what you're asking, whatever you ask. So, again, if you are on Twitter, you can also reach us on Twitter at my handle, EgbertoWillis.com, as well. I will be following the Twitter feed as well and monitoring that hashtag pound, hashtag politics done right. Again, the hashtag it's hashtag politics done right that I'll be following. If you have any questions or any concerns, or if you want to say, Egberto, shut up, you don't know what you're talking about, or if you want to do whatever you want to do. And of course, it is a call-in show, so give me a call as well. 646-929-2495. I would love to hear from you. Again, that number is 646-929-2495. And when we get into this port where we have any kind of discussion, I'll bring you on live to talk. And you know what, folks? I'm extraordinarily easy to talk to. We don't do any flaming here. We are about conversation. That's what the Coffee Party USA stands for. We are for a civil type of dialogue, irrespective of your views, irrespective of your beliefs, irrespective of your ideology. We want to entertain conversation. So again, You can. There are many, many ways to reach us. You can reach us on Periscope, Egberto Willis, EGBERTOWILLIES. Twitter, Egberto Willis, hashtag politics done right. And you can call us 646-929-2495. Again, that is 646-929-2495. I won't be really checking the emails quite yet, so you can always send emails to Egberto@EgbertoWillis.com, but I won't be checking the emails. My hand's full. I got to read the blog of the week on this, folks. My Periscope folks can see what I'm talking about. Anyhow, folks, the blog of the week is going to be quite interesting, and you know how it goes, what we try to do here with respect to giving the information, the best information possible. It is accurately researched. It is owed to nobody. So therefore, where are we at now?
It's time for the weekly blog post.
Okay, let me try to get to this weekly blog post. And it goes as follows. The title of the blog post is Late Uproar Over CEO Martin Shkreli. I'm going to try to get that name right. Late Uproar Over CEO Martin Shkreli Extortion for Old Drug. Show Why Alternative Media Needed. A Failed Media Requires, subtitled, A Failed Media Requires an Alternative Media. Now, the complaints about the traditional mainstream media are constant. Complaints, however, are simply not enough. Many believe that competition forces good behavior. The problem is that the semblance of competition is all that there is in the traditional mainstream media. It turns out that six corporations control 90% of our media, and I give you a link for that to corroborate what I just said there. This week, meaning last week, a story broke in which the immature 32-year-old Turin Pharmaceuticals CEO Martin Shkreli raised the price of the drug Daraprim from $13.50 a pill to $750 per pill overnight. It amounted to a price hike of over 5,555%. Under our current system, it is completely legal, however immoral or evil, to do such a deed. It is the definition of unfettered and unregulated capitalism. It is a practice of maximizing profits, even if such maximization causes death by neglect or the inability to pay. Of course, this is not a practice that is good for America. While this story hit the airwaves with a vengeance, it did not do so until it got traction in the alternative media. What is the alternative media exactly, folks? What is that? Alternative media, and I'm going to tell you, I'm looking straight in the eye of my listeners on Periscope. The alternative media is you. The alternative media is you. You have to stay engaged. The alternative media is, as you find truth, you spread truth, because when these guys talk about the people want to know, or Americans want to know, whenever you hear any of these politicians or these journalists saying, Americans want to know, or the people want to know, that's not who wants to know. That is a psychologically well-researched way to tell you how to think, what to ask, and not use your own mind, your own desires, your own realities to be out there asking the appropriate question. That's what it's all about, folks. That's what it's all about. Before I continue with the blog, do folks remember it's a call-in show. We don't have many callers yet. The number is 646-929-2495. Again, that number is 646-929-2495. You can reach us on Twitter, hashtag Politics Done Right. If you want to tag me directly, Egberto Willis is the Twitter handle. And, of course, there's also the Periscope handle, which is Egberto Willis. We're live on Periscope. You can see my bald head and my big red mic, which I think the red mic is kind of cute. But anyhow, while the story is continuing with the blog, while this story hit the airwaves with a vengeance, it did not do so until it got traction in the alternative media. What is the alternative media exactly? That alternative media, as I said before, is you. The alternative media comprises YouTube channels, Tumblr, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and every form of communication that have eyeballs and eyes associated with it. The alternative media comprises bloggers, blog sites like Daily Coast, blog sites like Coffee Party USA. Well, coffeepartyusa.com is not a blog site, but we do have every so often deterministic blogs. So always want to go to coffeepartyusa.com as well. And as well, other forms of communication of the alternate media, something that sometimes harasses us, sometimes we aren't necessarily wanting, but even substantive email blasts. You know, sometimes you get a whole lot of email from Common Cause or Move to Amend or many of these other type of institutions. It is worth, I mean, many times those mail-in lists, they have directions and they have things that are not being spoken about over the mainstream media. So, you know, find out which newsletters you like. I hope you like mine as well. But find out which newsletters you like and keep them aside. And even if you're not reading them immediately or if you're not reading most of them, just keep them aside because a lot of times that is the alternate media. Most importantly, the alternate media comprises community radio stations not funded by corporations but by those that comprise the body politic, the community, el pueblo, nuestra comunidad. That is the alternate media, something that we must support. Now, everybody with a Facebook account, everybody with a Tumblr account, everybody with all these different accounts can be contributors to the real media. Of course, there are sites like the Coffee Party USA site, my own site, many other sites that do a good job in finding things that you are posting out there, aggregating them, and giving them a wider audience. So then, who is the media? You are the media. And this is not some sort of a cliche or a feel-good thing or anything like that. May I let you know this, my friend? It wasn't big media, traditional media, that broke the story about Daraprim. It was not. They knew about it. They know all these things the drug companies are doing, but they are the wards of these companies. It wasn't until they were shamed into putting this on air because it was flourishing throughout the alternative media that it actually got coverage. So the alternative media will be the must to keep the traditional media semi-honest. It will never be entirely honest by design. By design, it isn't. I see a little message here. Hey, the person who just put something in there about alternate media, how do you filter out the pointless stuff? Give me a call. 646-929-2495. That's a very good point, Lou Pauls. That's a very good point that you bring out there. Give me a call because I have an answer for that question. Give me a call, 646-929-2495. By the way, go ahead and whenever if you really want me to see these messages, go ahead and put hashtag politics done right because I just happened to see your message, Lou, because it kind of jumped through the feed real quickly through the tag. So, again, use the hashtag politics done right. Going back to the going back to my blog of the week, big drug manufacturers and financial sharks have been buying up the generic drug companies and or the rights to drugs that are way past their patent life for some time now. This was never done in secret. Secrecy, however, was implicitly provided by much of the traditional mainstream media. Yes, one could find much of this information inside the bowels of many publications. In fact, it may even be touched on here and there on radio or on air. However, it is gravity and the harm that it causes was never, or rather its gravity and the harm that it causes was never given the importance necessary. Never given that importance. Folks on Periscope, if you have questions or want to add commentary, please, we are adding this Periscope to our new platform. Just go ahead and post a little message in there. And if you're liking the program as well, give me those likes so that we know that we're reaching you. And also, remember, the way community radio, the way alternative media is going to work, is it's going to work by us sharing that it actually exists. It's going to work by us sharing that it actually exists. Continuing with the blog of the week. Big drug manufacturers and financial sharks have been buying up the generic drug companies and or the rights to drug that are way past their patent life for some time now. This was never done in secret, never. Secrecy, however, was implicitly provided by much of the traditional mainstream, traditional media. Yes, one could find much of this information inside the bowels of many publications. In fact, it may even, folks, be, you know what? I kind of lost my trend there for a second, so bear with me one second. In fact, it may even be touched on here and there on radio or on air. However, its gravity and the harm that it causes was never given the importance necessary. Fierce Biotech explains the reason why the rights to Daraprim was purchased. Remember what the guy said? The CEO went on and said, oh, it's altruistic what I'm doing. Yes, I'm raising the prices, but in the process, I'm going to build new drugs or create new drugs to make things better. Of course, guess what? Of course, it wasn't about needing a drug to make things better. It wasn't about that. Folks, not what it was all about. It was about the mighty dollar. We found out a lot about this guy. But anyhow, since founding Turin last year, this is from the company Fierce Biotech. Since founding Turin last year, Shrelly has taken a page from what made Retrofin a high-profile and controversial player among small biotech companies. Retrofin's stated goal was ferreting out value in biopharma by acquiring assets with potential in rare and neglected diseases, a process that can mean acquiring an underused drug and jacking up the cost to take advantage of rare disease pricing. That's what it's all about. That is what we must get in our heads. That is what it's all about. It's about making money on the backs of the ill. It's about making money on the backs of the sick. It is for that reason. I mean, as I'm talking about this, it's funny because I just got a message on Facebook from a friend here in town that said, hey, look at what's on the front page of the Houston Chronicle. Doctors coming out for single payer, which means we don't have these shenanigans because as we control with single payer, and as we decide what we are going to afford drug companies, you know, I mean, a lot of people say, oh, well, if you take competition out of the drug companies or if you don't allow them to charge these exorbitant prices, the research is going to go away. Folks, that is what the mainstream media spin from their masters, the drug companies. Think about how many of these drugs had their genesis in universities. And who funds the universities but we, the people, through taxes? and the individuals who go to those universities, who fund these universities with their tuition. That is where much of the research occurs. And when it's time to capitalize the research, it leaves the university domain, it enters Capital America, and they capitalize on what we all paid for. Nobody tells you this. Don't you think the mainstream media knows that we are the ones who really paid for the drugs? Don't you? You know, I mean, there are a lot of behaviors within the medical industry that simply looks at the average American citizens and says, screw you. You go give your blood and they give you $10 for the inconvenience of walking into the office. Then they sell your blood for $1,000. And those who capitalized on the hospitals make the money, and those who provide the raw material makes little. They go to Jamaica and exploit the bauxite to make aluminum, and then they send back aluminum foil at a much marked up price after getting the bauxite for cheap. This is what we do. I mean, I have no problem using capitalism as a tool where it belongs at all. You want to make some sort of a product and get some capital to create that product and make billions off of that, that is fine. But when it comes to the basic necessities of humanity, when it comes to electricity, when it comes to water, when it comes to health care, when it comes to the basic of keeping a society active with people having the ability to move forward, I am sorry. We must have a system where it's controlled by we, the people. Don't be fooled into thinking when you hear Bernie Sanders make comments on this type, oh, socialism, and it scares people because we have created a negative impression of what socialism really means or what that word really means to scare people. Oh, my God, we're turning into the ex-Soviet Union. We're turning into China. No. Even China is a capitalist country with a fascist government. They call it a communist country now, but think about it, my dear friends. Think about it. Big capitalist country. They're all over the world there. You know, our news media don't tell you China is in Africa. China is in Central America. China is in South America, building roads, making deals, building factories. They're doing China is being a capitalist much better than the Americans are being capitalist. They are taking capitalism to the nth degree. As we out here continue to be damaged, as we continue to be pilfered. Anyhow, continuing to near the end of our blog, we're still talking about the drug company. I mean, it's important. I mean, even though we use a drug company as an example, what the reality is that we wanted to talk about how the media has failed us, because these are not new things. Anyway, continuing. When one reads the above in the context of the effect it has on us all, we're talking about how these companies are buying drugs, are buying drug companies that are selling generic drugs that have been cheap for a long time, and all they're doing is selling it for a little profit, but it's much cheaper than brand names who pilfer the middle class or the poor. Anyhow, when one reads the above in the context of the effect it has on us all, it is evident that this drug story is a real huge story. Yet it is made a two-day hyperbolic story that concentrated more on a snotty, precocious 32-year-old kid trying to make a sleazy buck than the major problem that it is. The major problem is much deeper. Much deeper. When one watches any of the major networks, one sees a seemingly continuous parade of drugs being marketed like candy. Many of the drugs have no business being advertised on TV, as the average citizen without a medical degree cannot discern whether said drugs should even be considered. Look, I'm an engineer. I write software. I used to draft. I'm a mechanical engineer. We do all kinds of stuff. Software company that builds all kinds of... My sister is a doctor. I don't know what my sister is talking about half the times when she's talking stuff in her field. So when she tells me, this particular drug works this way, XYZ. I listen. But if it happens to be a lot of this stuff that comes on TV about how a drug works or whatever, and make sure that if you feel that your tongue is swelling, I mean, there is no reason to be advertising these things on TV to prime the average American citizen to go into their doctor and beg for a drug they think they may need. There's no reason to do that, because again, all we become is the propaganda arm, the advertising arm of the drug company. Every time you see a drug commercial on TV and it goes to the masses, that one drug commercial is turning the masses into advertising agents for the drug company, because it's the wrong direction of how drugs should be prescribed. You shouldn't be asking for drugs. A doctor's Hippocratic oath demands that if he sees you and a particular drug is best for you, that drug is awarded to you, or that drug is prescribed to you. So all the media, all the advertising for drugs are doing is turning every single American into a billboard for the industry. You see, we don't see things that way, right? When we're watching TV and when we're seeing all these issues, we're looking at these things through some eyes that they want us to look at it through. We're not thinking to that second level of indirection. That's not what we do. That's not what we should have to do if we had an honest media. But America, that is what we must do. We cannot sit there and listen to what they're telling us. We have to listen to ourselves. We have to develop new trusts. We have to develop new avenues of communication. We have to develop ways to talk. We have to develop ways of new associations. Okay, I'm going to be getting close to the end of this blog post. Now, when one watches any of the major networks, a seemingly continuous parade of drugs being marketed like candy, many of the drugs have no business being advertised on TV, as the average citizen without a medical degree cannot discern whether said drug should even be considered. There is a duality of purpose for drug ads, however. First, they create a false market as patients request drugs instead of doctors deciding if said drug is best. Second, it serves as crack to the corporate media. Traditional mainstream corporate media gets addicted to the high profits from drug advertising. Does anyone believe the traditional mainstream media will run any stories or investigative report on an industry it is prostituting itself to? That is very unlikely. This week, the alternative media exposed the immoral behavior occurring in one company that comprises Big Pharma. These shenanigans can be found in industry after industry. It's not only in the drug industry, it's in the military industrial complex and all the companies that comprise them. It is in the film industry. It is in where we only have a select family of people that get the same parts over and over and over again. You know, my daughter is in New York at this point in time, and she was talking to an aspiring actress out there, and she had something prescient to say. And her parents, who live in Kingwood as well, said, you know, take a look at TV, and you notice they just recirculate a group of people. They recirculate a group of people. These things are all tied in. I don't want to get into that because we're not talking film industry, but in industry after industry after industry, the incestuous relationships, the incestuous relationship affects all those that are not within. And some people have the ability to be more within than others. The behavior has a material economic effect on every American. Most of the times it is hidden. The angst felt by Americans is real. The angst will only be relieved when corporations and government are meant to come clean. The traditional mainstream media won't do that. The alternate media is our only salvation. Lest we continue our slide to serfdom, and I was mentioning this on KPFT as well, our slide to indentured servitude, our slide to slavery by another name. You know, there was a time when slavery, you could look at pigmentation of folks and know their gradation in the slavery ladder, if you will. But as the extraction of wealth continue and you've pilfered those who have historically been at the bottom of the pale, the bottom of the economic scale, as there's nothing else to get there, who do you think they're coming for? Why do you think we see what we see now? Why do you think there's the angst in America? The angst in America is there because, you know what? They pilfered all the easy ones to pilfer, folks. It's your time. And if you think any of these politicians that are running right now sans somebody like Bernie Sanders or someone with an ideology of the populism, of supporting real middle class. I'm just using Bernie Sanders as the template right now. But if you think any of these other guys trying to nibble at the edges to get your vote means anything, think again. Think again. It is essential that we all become the media. We have the tools. It is on us to do the work. It is on us to fund the work. Folks, go to coffeepartyusa.com. Be a part of the solution. Become a member. Be a part of the media. You're a member of Coffee Party USA. You can also become a member of our media team. The ones that are going to be out there. The ones that are saying, you know what? We're not going to take it anymore. We are actually going to do what is right. We are actually going to do what is right. So consider going to coffeepartyusa.com. Become a member. Join the team. Join the team because we are going to make a difference. You know, I asked Colonel Wilkerson when he came to Lone Star College a specific question. The first thing I asked him is, sir, what happens when your message, because he's an anti-media guy, he's a guy that is out there finally telling the truth about the military-industrial complex, the plutocracy. He's out there talking about income inequality, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Said, what happens to you, somebody of stature, when your message starts to get traction? When America starts listening, he started to laugh and he said, well, I haven't been shot yet. But to answer the question, we are all going to go down. We must all be willing to go down to do what is right. I'm paraphrasing, but what he said is, might as well go down doing what is right. Might as well be, in effect, he's saying, might as well be a part of the solution. I intend to be a part of the solution. I am sure many of you here who are listening to this either live or through podcast, want to be a part of the solution. If you need a family to join to be a part of that solution, consider coffeepartyusa.com. There are several other, if it fits you, we over here at Coffee Party, we want to do things in a rather civil manner. We don't want to sit down there and be flaming anybody or calling out folks in some sort of a negative way. We want to, however, be truthful all of the times and never backing down from what truth is, but in a civil manner. Folks, 646-929-2495. Again, that number is 646-929-2495. If you want to speak, please push 1 so that I can know you want to be on air. You can also, again, continue to see me on Periscope. And if you have a question on Periscope or want me to discuss something else on Periscope, go ahead and tap the screen to give some love or tap the screen and send me a message. Let me know that you're out there, you're listening, and you want that information. Okay, You know, when you do radio at several different stations, sometimes you forget what number you need to call out. So it's good to be looking at it. 646-929-2495. Again, that number is 646-929-2495. And I have my regular with me, Senor Jack. You want to add to the discussion, sir? How you doing,
okay,
sir?
Okay. It's Jack Golding. I agree with you 1,000%. Okay, now I heard about this this AH from Rachel Maddow's show.
Yes, sir.
She exposed the guy, as far as I can remember.
Right.
And that guy is nothing but a hedge fund operator.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, a hedge fund operator. And even Donald Trump suggests a tax on those bastards.
Hedge fund operators. Jack, I want to explain to the people, to the listeners, something that is very important because, you know, a lot of people, the media is very good at telling folks that what this little punk did, and I use the punk as a nice word, what he did. If you notice the drug stocks fell quickly, and the reason they fell is because their biggest fear is that Americans were waking up to the reality. This guy put that industry in danger with what he did. He didn't do it behind the scenes. He did it in a crass way, and it really hurt the industry, and that's why the stocks fell. Anyway, I'll get back to you real quickly.
Okay, let me say some more.
Yes, go ahead.
The drug was manufactured at a price of $1 a pill.
Or
less.
Right.
Now, that's the way it should be. Drugs should be sold. I don't know who needs that stuff, but the less I'm a person that's practically blind. I can't read the small print. I can't read print. So, unfortunately, I can't even read my magazines there, and Piper or whatever the heck, 10 or 12 points.
Sure.
Got to be real large print for me to see something. And the way they flash on the television, I can't read fast enough to get it.
Right.
I want to be exposed to the coffee party. I'm not a member. You know,
Jack,
my number.
You know that. Yeah, sometime. Look, Jack, we spoke about that before. Sometime, whenever you decide that you want to become a member, you can do it. I mean, there's, you know, I mean, we try to get folks to come on board, and you know, we want people to come on board.
Send me something in the mail.
Okay, we'll do that. I mean, drop me a line on Facebook, and I'll get your information, send you something in the mail.
Now I can't. I find out I'm living with my granddaughter.
Excellent.
And as far as that, they have a computer.
Great.
But she's not online with the internet.
Right.
Somehow you got a laptop and a desktop. But neither of them are online. And I just have a new pair of glasses.
Right.
I think I can read a
screen.
Some print, maybe a little better. With the magnifying glass and my glasses yesterday.
Right, Jack.
More powerful glasses, you don't need to read the magazine. Just do something for a guy like me to get involved.
Tell you something, Jack. You're in the right state to get involved because let me tell you what I would love to do with you when your granddaughter gets some kind of internet access on her laptop, which I know
has something like that.
Right, but let me tell you this, Jack. I have homework for you. Okay, here's a homework for you. Here's what I'd like you to do. One of these days, when you are with your granddaughter. Tell your granddaughter you work with these folks at Coffee Party USA, and we want to have a Skype session with you and your granddaughter and some of us here at Coffee Party. And I'm serious about this, Jack. We are going to have a conversation over Skype that I'm going to record about some of the issues you talk about. And let me tell you why I want to do this. Because what happens, if you notice in earlier when I spoke about the blog, people were talking about Americans want to know, or the American people want to know. You hear the politicians say that all the time, and you hear the mainstream media say that all the time. Well, we are going to stop that. It's not about them telling us what the American people want to know. And in fact, we have somebody working on a project. We are a little bit behind on that project right now because of some illness in the family, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But we have a project that's going to have voices out there, and we are probably going to piggyback on that project, Voices of America. And let me tell you better. I tell you what. Right now, we are going into an issues type organization as well. In other words, our core values will remain the same, but we are going to be also talking issues. People that have a specific issue they want to bring up, there is going to be a methodology to have that issue with the back end of our platform. And we're working on that. We're trying to get the kinks out of that. When that is functional and different people have issues they want to talk about and they want to push and they want to get other people engaged with, that's where we want to be. Now, let me tell you something. On an individual basis, I've already started that. I am going over sometime next week to do a video. You know, I've been an Obamacare person who wants it all the time. I was sitting down earlier this week, I was sitting down with the guy who ran for state controller here in Texas. We had coffee together. I wanted to talk to him because I wanted him to help me out with some pitching at KPFT because we're in our fund drive season. Now, he gave me a little talk about how he went into the middle, the bellows of, or the bowels of red state Texas. I mean, in areas where there are nobody speaking anything progressive, and he was very Doggett is a very good guy. He's an awesome
first district of Texas. I'm in the first district of Kansas.
Right, but hold on, Jack. I want to finish what I'm saying about this. This is an important thing that I want to say here, and it goes as follows. While we're talking, I asked him, I said, okay, I understand how you get down there, and now I see that the people really like you down there. What was the procedure that you use? And he said, and it was sort of some of the things that we talk about here, but what he did is he did the most important thing, and that was listen. He listened. He first listened. And after he listened, he knew exactly how he needed to tailor the message. He even knew how to tailor the Obamacare message to people who want the Obamacare repealed. And what he did is something that I've spoken about, and, you know, we kind of joke about that because if you listen to some of my KPFT shows, I always speak about not only listening, but letting people answer the questions themselves. And what he did is he presented all these items, and I know he presented these items and listed them out as far as Obamacare and other issues. And what he found is a lot of people who came in ended up exactly where he was. And it shocked a lot of them. He did it as well here. Kingwood has the largest Tea Party group in Texas. When I say the largest, I also mean not only the largest, but the most powerful. I went over there a couple of weeks ago where Ted Cruz and all Ted Cruz and Poe and all these guys were there, and I'm in the middle of, I'm the only kind of progressive, liberal, left-wing guy in there, and a few people recognized me, and I was like, hey, you know, how you doing? And some of them looked at me and said, what are you doing here? Well, I wanted to be a part of the thing, you know? But anyhow, he told me, in talking to these guys, we had another function. I wasn't able to attend this one. He said, you know, he's talking to these guys about these different issues, and they're all agreeing with him. And then he said, after they realized that they were agreeing with him, they immediately kind of got defensive and started trying to go back to protocol, going back to their talking points. But he said by then he had reached some of them, in as much as the facade, they still had to wear the facade. He knew he was getting into their minds. And the other thing that I like to tell people all the time who speak to people and say, it's no use. It's always useful to talk, because you have to remember when people go into that voting booth, most of the times they think they're voting their interest. Now, if you convince them of their interests, what their interests really are, even if they have to keep that facade on the outside, when they go into that voting booth, them, their God, and that button, and nobody else knows what they're doing in there. So never stop talking, never stop trying to engage, never stop trying to be a part of the solution. Never think that folks are not listening to you. I've had people come back and tell me things that I've said, and I always that I've thought they weren't listening at all, and they come back and they tell me something, and I'll go back and I'll come home and I'll be, wow, I really thought this person was completely disengaged when I was talking. I thought I was talking to air. So the reality is you have to keep engaging. And when I speak about us continuing to be the media, I am not just trying to put words out there. Now, there is a person on Twitter here who said, hey, Egberto Willis, if I am the alternate media, how are you going to filter out my pointless emotional rants from my occasional relevant gems? Here's the answer. And that's why I wanted you to call in, Lou Pulse. The reason I wanted you to call in is good aggregators. Let's give Coffee Party as an example. Coffee Party USA, we have a full, huge page. It'll be at 1 million pretty soon. I know there are other pages that have that, but we are not only into just promoting crap for the sake of promoting crap. We are promoting things with value. We have a team. And by the way, you can go to coffeepartyusa.com/volunteer, and you can also be on our team that will aggregate this information as we find other information. So one of the things you said is, my Twitter friend said here, is how do you separate the crap? Well, that's why we have aggregators. I mean, and we know that all the stuff that I put on my page, I don't necessarily want it on a Coffee Party page. I mean, you're right. Sometimes I'm ranting, and that's not what I'm talking about. But we have people who are going to look into these different things, and if they may see something, wow, this would be great to be aired. The New York Times is not going to do that. The Washington Post is not going to do that. None of these guys are going to do that. But your blog site, that blog site that you may have a lot of rantings, but you may have that great piece that you researched and worked, and we find it. In as much as you may have some other stuff there, and we find it, and we post that, and that makes a difference to the body politic. That is what I mean by be the media. It's not about you having to be 100% circumspect on your blog. Absolutely not. It is about getting out there. And Lethal, what do you mean by that? The idea is to keep, let's see, this America serve, you're promoting crap just to promote crap, you're doing it wrong. That's what I'm saying. I think you're Lethal in the chat room. I think you should understand what I'm saying. No, we're not promoting crap to promote for the sake of promoting crap. That's why we have good aggregators. And by the way, I'm going to be frank with you, folks. All of us promote stuff every so often that we may consider crap. I mean, the other day I went on a little silly trip. I promoted. I wrote a little blog post about it and I put it on my wall. I don't intend that to be held up as something that represents the entirety of Egberto Willis, that I would post to have some sort of intrinsically intellectual value. Not at all. We must all have the right to be stupid when we want to be. And I can tell you I know how to be quite silly myself. All of us should have that right to be silly. I mean, it's a part of humanity. It's a part of being human. So again, we're coming close to the end of the show. I like to end it a little few minutes before, because whenever or wherever it is syndicated, give people a chance to put their little piece in there, split it up where they need to split it up. So, Jack, I'm going to open the mic to you for you to give. You're the only person that wanted to speak. I'll go ahead and give you a chance to say whatever you want to say. I'll give you 20 seconds, so go ahead and say what you need to say, Jack.
Okay.
20 seconds.
I'm a militant moderate. I think with you.
Yes. Oh, Jack, something happened to your line and we lost you. You must have hung up the phone or something. But anyway, folks, I really, really do appreciate the time that you spent with me today, whether you're spending it live or whether you're spending it on Periscope or whether you're simply listening to the podcast at this time or on YouTube, because I put all the videos on YouTube as well. Thank you very much for being a part of our network. If you're not a part of Coffee Party USA, please consider joining. There's a lot that we want to do, but we need bodies to get it done. We need people who want to be engaged in the body politic to get it done. So please remember to visit coffeepartyusa.com and be a part of the solution. If you want to be a part of our media team, of course, you have to be a member, not just a volunteer, but because it is a position of trust that we place in you. Remember, we want you to be the media, and you will be aggregating stuff from all over the country, actually all over the world, if you find something great. I mean, Lawrence Wilkerson said at the speech he gave at Lone Star College that some of the best news about America does not have its genesis in America, but overseas. And I can attest to that, because many of the papers I read, including some of my own Spanish papers in Panama, the coverage on issues in the United States is much better than the coverage we give to ourselves. So again, folks, I really appreciate the time that you've spent with us. Please come back on a weekly basis. Let's build this up. I also want to build our Periscope audience. At any given time, I've had 3, 4, sometimes 1, 5 people on it. I would really like to get a whole lot of people engaged on Periscope. So help me invite folks on Periscope. Help me so that we can have a community here, so that we can exchange ideas. Because again, the Periscope platform is interesting because it seems like you can send me a message and you can change the dialogue as well, without having to wait for me to address you online or rather over the phone or anything like that. So help me grow this, promote it, let's share it, let's get busy, let's be the media again. This is Politics Done Right, and I am out.